revival has not come, and we wonder just what tomorrow holds. Will our children know the freedoms that you and I have known, or will sin in our country take its toll? It's not because God left us, it's because
heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, Lord, let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children, we ask the same blessings so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there dealing with the COVID-19, Lord Jesus, first of all, those who've lost somebody due to COVID-19, Lord Jesus, for the family and friends, we ask a special blessing, Lord Jesus, you could comfort them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who are actually dealing with COVID-19 right now, Lord Jesus, that you'd be able to heal them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, with situations like the George Floyd incident, Lord Jesus, and many other kinds of situations, just like, Lord Jesus, you got mail. We need to learn to love one another as we love ourselves, and love our neighbor as ourselves, Lord Jesus. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor, who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now what we're going to do is we got a few preliminary announcements we're going to take care of, and then we'll just see who's all with us that might want to say hi just before the broadcast tonight. So let's take care of these few preliminary announcements as we get ready to get into the broadcast tonight. Amen.
This is Lynn Challenger. You're listening to the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
If you'd like to get in contact with us here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, there are 3 email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have, or regarding the programming here, or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by KJV1611@ruthgmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, KJV1611@ruthgmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother 6 Eyes about any of his 6 Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at 6eyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X. E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all 3 cases, body of your message, refer it to your subject line. And we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Ruth. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm so down. All I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Rosie, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-5. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays. Is U-Haul open?
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. Do you have a PayPal? I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service, 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com. That's PayPal.com. That's where it asks for the email address. You enter 6i6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you.
Sister Ruth, who do we got with us tonight?
Well, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, good old me, and that's it.
All right. Well, then, Sister Emily, how are we doing tonight? Okay. Is her mic opener?
It's not working right. I don't know why, but it's slowly,
it's
and I'm holding on to it.
There she is.
So you asked how I was feeling and doing tonight?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm feeling my fingers and toes, but I won't take it no farther than that, because you know my usual comments.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we got to have fun sometime, girl.
You're feeling with your nose, too, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a cute nose, Ken.
Okay. And... So, and what's up the sky, right? And what's up is the sky, right?
The sky, the ceiling, any lights on a ceiling.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Hey, also, my britches are up.
Well, they better be. But anyway.
You know, there's some people out walking the street that are half like that. I don't know why that's some kind of tradition anymore. It seems like somebody likes to... not completely put them off. It's some kind of a fad.
Okay. Well, anyway, first off, let's see what we got for prayer requests. We'll start with Emily and then Ruth.
All the first responders, any medical personnel, whether it be at hospitals, nursing home, rehabilitation centers, for Dad, since he tried to take over your job.
Yep. All right. And Ruthie.
Can't get a hold of Lila. I think they're in lockdown and her phone doesn't work. And I can't even get a hold of anybody on the regular phone. I don't know. Maybe it's too late to call.
Okay. Well, for tonight.
No, Kenny, with Sister Lila.
Uh-huh.
Her phone's been acting crazy and they had a really bad fight up on her floor this afternoon, so they've been having to deal with a lot of goofballs up on that unit, and they are on lockdown. They've had five more cases.
Right. Well, all right. Let me give you a little outline where we're going to be going tonight. Of course, we've been working on the major heading, our major subject heading of love, caring, and we're talking about between friends or brethren, love, caring, friends, friendship, and hatred. And where we're at in the study tonight is specifically the categories of caring, friends, and friendship. Tonight we'll be covering caring, friends, and friendship, what the Bible has to say about that. And in the midst of that part of the study, we are going to be taking and pausing long enough to see if six can answer the common message between the song and poem. Does he get the good buzzer or the bad buzzer? If he gets the bad buzzer, as you well know, we may use sound effects. It may affect those who have PTSD or other things like that. So just beware of that. but we're going to see if he gets the good or bad buzzer tonight. And then from there, we get into Ruth's Bible prophecy, and as she's winding down her Bible prophecies, pretty soon we're going to have in her covering, she's going to start a new series about different women's issues and different things that she wants to teach on. So Ruth will be still teaching, but it won't be specifically Bible prophecy. She'll be starting a whole new thing of Bible teaching. So it isn't that Ruth's going to be not teaching anymore. It's just she's going to be starting a whole new thing coming up here. But right now, tonight, where are you taking us in Bible prophecy, Ruth?
The 666 surveillance system, where is the internet headed?
Ooh, sounds pretty interesting. So we'll check that out tonight. And then after that, of course, we have our open mic session where we have our question of the day, which there's never a right or wrong answer. It's based upon your own specific opinion. And then after that, we have a closing prayer and finally close out the whole program with, of course, our Red Sylvine song. Amen. All right. So everybody got their comments and stuff ready and done with so that we can get started.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, then get out your pad, your pencil, your notepad, your quick note, whatever you take notes on, maybe a brailer, slate and stylus, what have you. And here we go.
For those of you called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, you'll be able to press the number one, join the conversation, especially at the end of our broadcast, ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. If you saw one of your friends picking on someone smaller than they were, what would you do in simple terms? If you saw one of your friends being a bully, picking on someone else, what would you do? All right. But right now we're going to get into our main topic of love, caring, friends, friendship, and hatred. But specifically tonight we'll be talking about caring, friends, and friendship all in one package tonight. Caring, friends, and friendship tonight, all in one package tonight. We'll be talking about these different topics tonight based upon the scripture. What does it have to say about caring, friends, and friendship? And our first scripture context is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 31. All right, Ruthie, take us there. And be sure to get yourself a cup of coffee. Amen.
For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? The whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? And but now are they many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer
all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church. First apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly them, and yet shew I unto you a more excellent way.
And here we find the care that we should have one for another. Basically, he illustrates this, Paul illustrates this by the body and how the hand cares for the foot and so on, saying that one part of the body says, well, doesn't say to the other part of the body, well, I have no need for you, but rather each part cares for the other in order to have a whole body. Well, the same is true in the church. We're supposed to care one for another, knowing that each person has his place and that each person is important. So we shouldn't take just because somebody is less in our eyes, whether they have an inconvenience, disability, or whatever, and say to them, well, you're less than I, so I have no need of you. We're not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to say, hey, you have a purpose, so I'm going to help you to be the best you can be for Christ. Amen. All right, and our next scripture context is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 11 to 24. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 11 to 24. All right, Ruthie, get another swig of coffee and take us there.
Now, therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For there be first a willing mind, accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other than be eased and ye burdened, but by an inequality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for that want, their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And now that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. For this, that no man should blame us in this abundance, which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of the Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper, concerning you or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore shew ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf.
And here we find that Titus had earnest care for the saints, and Paul was saying, look, you guys got to have this offering ready. Why? Because Titus had earnest care for the saints that had a need, so that's what he was telling them to do. Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Exodus chapter 33, verses 8 to 11. Exodus 33, verses 8 to 11. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses. So he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloud pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloud pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young Joshua, departed not out of the tabernacle.
And here we find that Moses is talking to God, and God is speaking to Moses. What? Not as enemies, friends. And Jesus said that he talked, that we were his friends. Amen. All right. And our next scripture context is found in Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 to 11. Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 to 11. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. Thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely, of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shalt thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you.
And here we find that God says it doesn't matter. Even if your so-called friend tells you to go after false gods that you were not supposed to be worshiping, you're supposed to lay your hands upon him with the elders of the community and kill him. Why? Because he was after to turn you away from the true God. Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 to 13. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
Came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazanon Tamar, which is En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast through all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, at for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou shalt wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children.
And here, as we hear this prayer going up, because the children of Ammon getting ready to attack, they mention that Abraham was God's friend. Abraham was God's friend. Amen. And our last scripture context before six has to go and figure out the song and poem. And he is 15 for 20, and he has two bad buzzers in a row. Will he break that tonight and get a good buzzer and make it 16 for 21? Will he make it tonight and get a good buzzer? We'll find out after this scripture context, which is found in Job chapter 6, verses 11 to 14. Job chapter 6, verses 11 to 14. All right. Ruthie, take us there.
What is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end, that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be shewed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty.
And here we find that Job said, pity should be shown from his friends, but obviously the ones that he had did not show pity in his time of need. So what do we find so far? We found that Abraham was a friend of God. Moses was a friend of God. And we also found with caring that we should care one for another, just like the parts of the body care for each other. Amen. All right. Now it is that time to turn the mic over to Brother Six, see if he can answer this common message in this song and in this poem. Amen.
The Apostle Paul was writing to the fold. He said, be brave, be confident, be bold. For you know the crown of life awaits you when your trials here on earth have come and gone. Now there will come many prophets who'll speak falsely. You must stand firm toe-to-toe and eye to eye. Tell them Jesus was exactly who he claimed to be, and his word must not be compromised. So I won't compromise the message of the gospel. I'll raise my hand and take a stand for what is right. He didn't compromise for me when he died on Calvary. The word of Christ I will not compromise. The apostle's message still applies today. For there are those who'd like to live their own way. They ignore the writing found in God's holy word, and his message gets compromised away. Oh, but I'll stand for the truth and for the light, and let his holy word through me keep shining bright. He's the one who gave his life for me at Calvary, so his word I just won't compromise. So I won't compromise the message of the gospel. I'll raise my hand and take a stand for what is right. He didn't compromise for me when he died on Calvary. The word of Christ I will not compromise. So I won't compromise the message of the gospel. I'll raise my hand and take a stand for what is right.
Church and the world walked far apart on the changing shores of time. The world was singing a giddy song, and the church a hymn sublime. Come, give me your hand, cried the merry world, and walk with me this way. But the good church hid her snowy hand and solemnly answered, nay. I will not give you my hand at all, and I will not walk with you. Your way is the way of endless death. Your words are all untrue. Nay, walk with me but a little space, said the world with a kindly air. The road I walk is a pleasant road, and the sun shines always there. Your path is thorny and rough and rude, and mine is broad and plain. My road is paved with flowers and gems, and yours with tears and pain. The sky above me is always blue, no want, no toil I know. The sky above you is always dark. Your lot is a lot of woe. My path, you see, is a broad, fair path, and my gate is high and wide. There is room enough for you and for me to travel side by side. Half shyly the church approached the world and gave him her hand of snow. The old world grasped it and walked along, saying in accents low, your dress is too simple to please my taste. I will give you pearls to wear, rich velvet and silks for your graceful form, and diamonds to deck your hair. The church looked down at her plain white robes and then at the dazzling world and blushed as she saw his handsome lip with a smile contemptuous curled. I will change my dress for a costlier one, said the church with a smile of grace. Then her pure garments drifted away, and the world gave in their place beautiful satins and shiny silks and roses and gems and pearls, and over her forehead her bright hair fell, crest in a thousand curls. Your house is too plain, said the proud old world. I'll build you one like mine, carpets of Brussels and curtains of lace and furniture ever so fine. So he built her a costly and beautiful house, splendid it was to behold. Her sons and her beautiful daughters dwelt there, gleaming in purple and gold, and fairs and shows in the halls were held, and the world and his children were there, and laughter and music and feasts were heard in the place that was meant for prayer. She had cushioned pews for the rich and the great to sit in their pomp and their pride, while the poor folks, glad in their shabby suits, sat meekly down outside. The angel of mercy flew over the church and whispered, "I know thy sin." The church looked back with a sigh and longed to gather her children in. But some were off in the midnight ball, and some were off at the play, and some were drinking in gay saloons. So she quietly went her way. The sly world gallantly said to her, "Your children meant no harm, merely indulging in innocent sports." So she leaned on his proffered arm and smiled and chatted and gathered flowers as she walked along with the world, while millions and millions of deathless souls to the horrible pit were hurled. "Your preachers are all too old and plain," said the gay old world with a sneer. "They frighten my children with dreadful tales, which I like not for them to hear. They talk of brimstone and fire and pain and the horrors of endless night. They talk of a place that should not be mentioned to ears polite. I will send you some of the better stamp, brilliant and gay and fast. We'll tell them that people may live as they list and go to heaven at last. The Father is merciful and great and good, tender and true and kind. Do you think he would take one child to heaven and leave the rest behind?" So he filled her house with gay divines, gifted and great and learned, and the plain old men that preached the cross were out of the pulpit turned. "You give too much to the poor," said the world, "far more than you ought to do. The poor need shelter and food and clothes. Why need it trouble you? Go, take your money and buy rich robes and horses and carriage fine, and pearls and jewels and dainty food and the rarest and costliest wine. My children, they dote on all such things, and if you their love could win, you must do as they do and walk in the ways that they are walking in." The church held tightly the strings of her purse and gracefully lowered her head and simpered, "I've given too much away. I'll do, sir, as you have said." So the poor were turned from her door in scorn, and she heard not the orphan's cry, and she drew her beautiful robes aside. As the widows went weeping by, the sons of the world and the sons of the church walked closely hand and heart, and only the Master, who knoweth all, could tell the two apart. Then the church sat down at her ease and said, "I am rich and in goods increased. I have need of nothing and not to do but to laugh and dance and feast." The sly world heard her and laughed in his sleeve, and mockingly said aside, "The church is fallen, the beautiful church, and her shame is her boast and pride." The angel drew near to the mercy seat and whispered in sighs her name, and the saints their anthems of rapture hushed and covered their heads with shame. And a voice came down through the hush of heaven from him who sat on the throne, "I know thy works and how thou hast said, I am rich and hast not known that thou art naked and poor and blind and wretched before my face. Therefore, from my presence I cast thee out and blot thy name from its place."
All right, Six, now that you've heard that song and that poem as long as it was, can you give us the common message between the two?
Oh, my God, Wolfgang. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. Riches, you know, compromise your soul for riches. It seemed like the devil was trying to get her on his side. That I kind of got that, and. Still give, and help your fellow man. So that's what I kind of got out of it. The devil trying to tempt the person and then, you know, still give, be a cheerful giver. But don't forget about the poor people. So that's what I got. That's what I got from it.
Well, this time you are 100% correct. Don't compromise the message of the gospel, because that's exactly what happened. The church was walking with the world and compromised her stand for Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, Six, you're back. Finally, that buzzer gets to stay blown up for a while. Amen. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, happy holidays from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And with that, we're going to pause to hear about the great programming found only here at the Six Eyes Radio Network and a little station ID. Amen. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. All right, and we're back, and want to remind those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617. You'll be able to press the number one, join the conversation, especially at the end of our broadcast. Ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. If you saw one of your friends picking on someone smaller than them, what would you do? Basically, if you saw one of your friends being a bully, what would you do if you saw one of your friends being a bully? What would you do? Amen. All right. But right now we're going to get back into our main topic of love, caring, friends, friendship, and hatred. But specifically, we're covering topics tonight of caring, friends, and friendship. We've already covered caring. Now we're talking about friends and friendship. And our next scripture context is found in Proverbs chapter 17, verses 14 to 18. Proverbs 17, verses 14 to 18. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abominations to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend.
And here we find that a friend, what does he do? He loveth at all times. So if you're really, truly a friend to somebody, you'll love them all the time. And also a friend becomes surety for his friend. Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 21 to 24. Proverbs 18, verses 21 to 24. All right, take us there.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
And here we're told that if you want to have friends, you must show yourself to be friendly. That's simple enough. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, whatsoever you do to, it says what, right there, Matthew 7, 12, as you would that men should do to you, do you to them likewise. Basically, what goes around comes around. If you want friends, you got to show yourself to be friendly. But then it goes on to say, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Do you know who that is? If you don't know him, let me introduce you to him today. His name is Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for your sins, and he rose again the third day to prove that he was the Savior of the world. All you need to do is ask him into your heart, confess your sins, and trust in him today. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 say, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be your day. Trust the friend that is closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And our next scripture context is found in Proverbs chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. All right, Ricky, take us there.
Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends. Poor is separated from his neighbor. False witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many who entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him.
And in this text, we find several things about friends. First off, the rich has many friends, but and we also find that multitude of gifts, you get friends because of that. Well, but are they really your friends? Not really. They're only your friends because they're getting something out of you. But when the money stops, just like we see in the story of the prodigal son, when the money is gone and no longer things are on the high, they all desert you. So they were not true friends. A true friend sticks beside you no matter what is in your wallet. Amen. All right, our next scripture context is found in Proverbs chapter 27, verses 5 to 17. Proverbs chapter 27, verses 5 to 17. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend, forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice riseth early in the morning, and shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which bewrayeth itself. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
Now, you notice in this text we find several things about friends. First off, faithful are the wounds of a friend, meaning, in simple terms, a friend, he's willing to take and rebuke you, but that rebuke or chastening is for your own good. And secondly, we find, and then we talk about a friend giving hearty counsel, which is the same as what we just found about the wounds of a friend, because it's hearty counsel, and he's trying to help you out. Amen. And then we find thy father's friend and your own friend, etc. He says not to forsake. Why? Because you shouldn't forsake your friend. You should always be there for them just as they are there for you, if they're true friends. Amen. And then if you rise early in the morning and you're blessing your friend early in the morning, it's because you're showing off rather than being a friend to him and just treating him as a friend. And because if you're just showing off, you're not really being a true friend. And then finally, iron sharpens iron. Basically, you use an iron file to sharpen iron, like a metal knife or whatever. And then it says that a friend sharpens the countenance of his friend. That takes you back to the very beginning about the wounds of a friend, because he's willing to give good counsel, and he may cause wounds to your soul for a little bit. Your friend will. Does it for your own good. Amen. And our next scripture context, which is our last one of the day, is found in Luke 11, verses 1 to 13. Luke 11, verses 1 to 13. All right, Ruthie, get a good swig of coffee. Take us there.
It came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The Son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father. Will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
And here we find the story that Jesus tells about a friend who goes to a friend's house in the deep of night asking for bread because another friend came to him, and he, because of his insistence, rises and gives him what he needs. And that's the way it should be. When you're a real friend and your friend's in need, you take and give him what he needs. Amen. So basically, we've learned a lot of things tonight. Caring, basically, is just like the body, caring for each of its members. Friendship, we've learned that there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus Christ. We've learned it also. If you're going to be a friend, you must show yourself friendly. And basically, there were people that were named as the friend of God, Moses and Abraham in specific. And in short, Jesus calls us friends. And he talks about, in short, that when you have a friend, you show yourself friendly, even if it's in the dead of night. Amen. And that friends sharpen each other's countenance by telling the truth when it's needed. Amen. But right now, I want to remind those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You'll be able to press number one, join the conversation, especially at the end of our broadcast. Ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. If you saw one of your friends picking on someone smaller than they were, what would you do? If you saw someone picking, one of your friends picking on someone smaller than they were, what would you do? In short, if you saw one of your friends being a bully, what would you do? If you saw one of your friends being a bully, what would you do? But right now, we're going to pause for station ID and some other messages, and we'll be right back with you. Amen.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
You don't want to do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend. But remember, they're not professionals. And they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-82. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1Katie, KATIE, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's blind trucking. All right.
Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are there. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. He'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
In the Holy Bible, it tells of a day when the beast shall walk among her, far away, having war and desolation, they should rise in against nation, trouble everywhere too. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn. The end times are upon us, and that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world and get your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelation for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Tribulation.
When that flame is dark, goes down.
Tribulation.
When the seven seals are broken,
and the seven vials are open,
and the seven trumpets sound. As quick as lightning streaks from east to west across the sky, God's faithful ones will disappear in the twinkling of an eye. Call the few who are chosen. Brother, don't let your heart be frozen. Don't you want to go? This world will be in bondage under Satan's evil power. The Antichrist will rule until that fire will blow you out. When pain and sorrow disappear, and God will wipe away all tears, joy forevermore. Upon us, and of that Bible on the shelf. Read the book of Revelation for yourself.
Tribulation.
How long will it be?
Tribulation.
When that flame is darkened down.
Tribulation.
When the seven seals are broken and the
seven vials are open
and the seven trumpets sound. Read the book of Revelation for yourself.
The 666 surveillance system. Where is the internet heading? There's not a more spine-chilling chapter in the entire Bible than Revelation 13. This chapter describes a world dictator who appears just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's commonly known as the Antichrist or the Beast. This beast uses a universal numbering system placed on people called the Mark of the Beast. It is like a tattoo. No one can buy or sell without this mark. It seems that everyone knows about the number 666, even those with little knowledge of the Bible, as it is identified as the infamous devil's number. It's probably one of the best-known verses in the entire Bible. Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, and he causes all to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. For centuries, the fulfillment of these verses was a mystery. No one could understand how a marking system could control buying and selling throughout the entire world. It no longer takes simple faith to believe this, as the literal fulfillment is now coming together with incredible speed right before your eyes. Computers, internet, Wi-Fi, social media, all modern technology, plus worldwide trends, such as a one-world economic system and government, are creating conditions that can fulfill Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. As the prophet Daniel wrote 2,500 years ago, knowledge would explode at the very time the 666 surveillance system is coming together. Daniel 12:4, and seal the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Today, a person can use a credit card virtually any place in the world. It has become the universal financial instrument. This instrument is taken for granted, but think how technologically advanced transactions have become when a person can make a purchase in a foreign country without currency, and this purchase then is instantly registered and the funds withdrawn. All merchandise now is identified with an RFID label, or the quick response, or QR code, for electronic tracking. A smartphone can read the QR code. IBM, or International Business Machines, is now working to identify and track every item manufactured and sold in the world. This is in the trillions. Then it will be very easy to match these items with the purchaser. With the rapidly advancing technology, this is not far off. The technological ability to operate a worldwide cashless economic system is now in place for a good percentage of the world. The elimination of cash is all that is needed to bring this system online. A worldwide economic crisis could be the catalyst to set up this system. Bible states that no one is going to buy or sell without a mark in the right hand or forehead. This mark is in the advanced development stage with various applications to put electronic tattoos on the body. The The idea is to merge technology with biotechnology. The microelectronics technology is called an epidermal electronic system, or EES. The idea is to have a substance like silk lace microelectronics that dissolves and leaves the circuits on the skin. The system is in full operation. There will be real-time monitoring of everything being sold. No one will be able to buy or sell without government approval. It's on the way. Tied into the ability to control all buying and selling will be the complete monitoring of everything concerning you. The Mark of the Beast is a numbering system, and now through your Social Security number, all information about you can be monitored. You need this number for everything from bank accounts to a driver's license, along with all medical information and credit cards. Everything now revolves around your Social Security number. With the technology coming, everything controlled by the Social Security number will be centralized into one file and controlled and updated in real time. This is not theory, as this is on the way. Starting in 2013, the federal government have the Utah Data Center, or UDC, in full operation. This is a $2 billion complex with 100,000 square feet of computer space. All the global information grid will be routed through the UDC for computers that can store yota bytes, 10 to the 24th power. There's no higher magnitude. Everything that is digitalized about you will be stored, everything down to parking tickets. Nothing will be left out. To handle this vast information, the computers will operate at petaflop speed a second, or 10 to the 15th power. By 2013, the computers will operate at 20 petaflops. They will break 256-bit encryption, and nothing will be hidden. To transmit this vast amount of information, researchers invented chips with built-in lasers which use multiple wavelengths of light that can transmit data at terabit speeds. They are heading to create the system so it operates in real time. It's not very far into the future. In addition to controlling buying and selling, we're now heading into a time of total surveillance society. Every day, surveillance cameras are being installed in vast numbers throughout America. Every mall is under total surveillance. By 2015, the government plans for 30,000 surveillance drones in the sky. There are now X-ray machines that can peer through the walls of your home and auto. The government is using robot insects wired with microphones for spying. There is now software that allows tracking hundreds of cell phones at once and as well reads tens of thousands of emails. Homeland Security recently admitted monitoring Facebook, Twitter, and Google. All the high tech in your vehicle and cell phone can easily be tracked and stored for your location. All this will be stored in the UDC. The rebuilding of the WTC shows how advanced and all-encompassing the 666 surveillance system has become. Surveillance equipment will cover the entire area with state-of-the-art technology used, including facial recognition systems, retina scanners, and fully automated, highly intelligent cameras that use artificial intelligence along with software to automatically detect any unusual movements. There will be infrared sensors and heat detectors capable of spotting explosives and also radiation detectors. All people movements will be tracked by the computers to detect suspicious behavior and then alert the police. The WTC is a prototype of what is coming very fast. Picture the surveillance system, city, state, and nationwide. All of this surveillance information can be instantly tied into the Internet through the coming national Wi-Fi. The ability for complete surveillance of your life is just a few technological advancements away. As technology advances, just use your imagination to the ways your life can come under complete surveillance. The 666 Surveillance Society is going to be all-inclusive, all that is leading to an incredibly high-tech mouse man trap with no way out. It's exactly what the Bible records is going to happen. No one can buy or sell without government approval. It's not science fiction, but it's reality. What is being created before your very eyes is the ultimate electronic man mouse trap. The Bible warns that such a system will be in place immediately prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. A world dictator, the Antichrist, will come to power at this time and use the 666 surveillance system to cause everyone to worship him. Everyone that resists will be killed. Just think of the high tech of today in the hands of Hitler. You have a picture of what's coming. The mark placed on the body will be the initiation into the system, which includes worshiping the Antichrist. This means the total rejection of Jesus Christ. The Bible warns that everyone who takes the mark of the beast will be damned for eternity. Once a person takes this mark, there's no hope. A person's fate is sealed. It appears that high technology will be used to seal people into the system with no way out, via form of mind control. Revelation 14:9, if any man receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, God which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in presence of the Lamb. The Bible is an amazing book, as the 666 surveillance system prophecy was written over 1,900 years ago. The events prophesied are now coming into focus with this generation. In the near future, people are going to have to choose between the Antichrist or Jesus Christ. Right now, you can choose Jesus Christ as your Savior. To be sealed into eternal life with Jesus Christ, it takes repentance of sin. Everyone has sinned and has broken God's law. It takes recognition that Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for your sin. And it takes a personal confession that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Please do not delay, as the stakes are heaven or hell. The 666 surveillance system is coming together at petaflop speed. By John P. McTernan, Ph.D. To keep on the cutting edge of the coming 666 surveillance system, go to John McTernan's Insights blog at johnmcternan.name. The track that issues the clarion call to where modern technology is heading. The next lesson will be Petra, Edom, and Seir in the Bible.
And we thank you, Ruth, for that great information about the 666 surveillance system. Where is the internet headed? We want to thank you for that great information about that. Amen. But right now, we're going to pause for a little station ID and to hear some great messages about the great programming found here only at the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy great programming here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on The Word of the King on 6 Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network that can be felt. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
7 days a week. What you really want? The 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Glory, hallelujah. We're back and want to remind those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation, ask your questions, give your comments, or even answer our question of the day. If you had a friend or friends that were picking on someone smaller than they were, what would you do? If you had some friends that were picking on someone smaller than them, what would you do? In short, if you had some friends that were bullies, what would you do? If you had some friends that were bullies, what would you do? It's that time. It's open mic time.
All right. And Sister Ruth, who do we got with us?
I always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels, and we have you, Sister Emily, and me.
All right. Well, we're going to get your mic open there, Emily, and see what you think about that.
She's all set.
All right, Em, get your coffee. Or is it root beer tonight? Maybe it's a snore.
Kenny, behave.
So, you're being bad.
You're being bad.
Absolutely. Don't you know when the cat's away, the mice will play? And since six is away, I could play. All right. So.
Oh, and we
question.
Got Mom on. She's on Dad's phone, and I'm on mine.
Okay, so.
Oh, hi, Mom.
So, question. First off, did you understand everything, or did you have any questions on the material presented?
No, not that point. I didn't.
Okay, and secondly, now, question. If you had friends, it doesn't matter if they were way when you were younger or if they're present time, if you had friends that are bullies, what would you do?
Well, back when I was in school, I had some friends that liked to be real knuckleheads and mess with people that were challenged, and all I did was report it into the office. Nowadays, I see somebody messing with somebody that got an inconvenience, I just pick the phone up and I'd dial the non-emergency number and report them to the law.
That sounds like a plan. Don't mess with them, all right? So,
hang
Ruthie,
on.
Your turn.
Hey, Kenny.
Huh?
Hang on. Ask my mom that question. Hey, Mom.
All right.
Kenny's going to ask you the question of the day. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. If you had some friends that were bullies, what would you do?
Mom, if you had some friends that were bullies, it didn't matter if you were back in school or now, and you saw somebody picking on somebody that was either mentally challenged or whatever, how would you handle it?
Oh, my love.
You catch that, Ken?
No, what'd she say?
She said, boy, would they hear my mouth.
Good plan. All right. Now, Ruthie, your turn.
Well, I did have some of those types when I was young, too. We usually just beat up each other. But, you know, in this day and age, that is not really the answer. I don't care how mad you get. You really shouldn't hit folks. So what I might do is start preaching a sermon and tell them they're not supposed to do that because the Lord wouldn't be liking to have that. You need to find Jesus in your heart, and I'll show you how. And I give them a prayer and go through the whole nine yards. And if they got mean and wanted to attack me, well, they'd be sorry because I'm pretty good at attacking back. I was trained by Ishmael Police, Captain Melvin Armstrong. So he taught me a lot of techniques that I haven't used much of, but I hope I never have to. So that covers it.
Well, actually, I like Emily's plan better. Pick up the phone, call the cops. If someone wants to be a bully, just call the cops or Mary's method, let them hear your mouth, but basically call the cops, let the authorities have them, because that's where a bully needs to be, is right, put his behind bars, that's where he needs to be.
That's another good idea, too.
Yeah, when I was younger, Emily knows what I did with bullies. I took care of bullies. But
you didn't take them out for lunch. You took them out in the alleyway, huh?
I treated them to a knuckle sandwich when I was younger. Actually, it was a fist. When I was younger, it was not just a knuckle sandwich. It was a fist buffet is what it was. But today, like I said, knowing better that God has better, hey, treat them to a nice jail cell is what I think.
Well, one reason is why it's a good thing to have a neighborhood watch group, too, now. When you have a neighborhood watch group, they usually call the cops, too, and if they might help you out.
Right. So, all right. Well, does your
again,
mom have any prayer requests while she's on the phone?
Ma, you got any prayer requests?
Well, I can't get out of here.
She said, yeah, pray that she could get out of there.
All right. Well, with that, Em, we're going to let you do just that. We're going to let you close us in prayer, and then we'll close out with a Red Sylvain song.
Mom, watch this one. How hard are you going to twist my arm tonight, Ken?
Hard enough, because I'll turn you over to your mom if you don't.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Both.
Oh, you
oh,
guys
crud.
Are
funny.
Oh,
Mom.
I gotta go to the nurse to
serve
with medication.
Okay, catch you later, Mama. Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Kenny?
Yeah?
She heard what you said. She kind of chuckled, and then she had to go because the nurse was there with her medicine.
Right. All right, Em, you're on.
No, I thought it was off. I got to quit being bad, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for this broadcast tonight. And Lord, I ask you that if there's anybody that was listening in, whether by internet or anything, and they don't know you, Lord, but they surrender over to you, rolling up the white flag, surrendering, saying, I yield, I yield. Lord, I also ask for this prayer request for my mom, that you would help her get back home before Christmas, that the family could be together again. I also ask you for me, Lord, tonight, that with the situation I've got, that housing will be open, that we're Dad and I could still be together. I also ask you for our ministry, that the prayer request Ken's had for some time, that somehow we could get the vehicle to do the blind ministry at the blind schools. Lord, I ask you also for the team here at Six Eyes Radio, that you give us what we need to keep on keeping on for you, and as well as the other saints out there, that you give them what they need to keep on keeping on for you, Lord. It's all in your name. Amen.
Amen. And as we get ready to close out with our Red Sylvain song, just want to remind everybody of the upcoming programs. Tomorrow, open programming on Saturday. Of course, the Sunday program at 1 p.m., and then Motivational Monday at 9 p.m. Then Tuesday, the Word of the King, that's vastly improved, of course, at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., as the gospel bus gets rolling out on 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And then, of course, Thursday, the Jumbo Braille program, 9 p.m. And back with you again for the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show next Friday. So we'll catch you for all these great programs only here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And now we close with this Red Sylvain song. We hope you enjoy, and God bless. Catch you on Sunday.
And no making a mess on the gospel bus next week, Lou.
A tale, perhaps you've heard, of the truck-driving son of an Englishman, Big Ben Dorsey III.
that immigrated to the USA when they lost their stately home and built a two-room cabin just outside of San Antone. Then grew up beside the highway and made his future plan. It was his destiny to be a truck driving man. He's broke every record coast to coast, from north to south, and then has all the women crying for attention from Big Ben. He's made the grade and stayed ahead of every man around, and to this day he is the best truck driver to be found. Big Ben Darcy. He saved up all his money he made on every haul and built another stately home to astonish one and all. There's fountains in the courtyard, at least that's what I've heard. The trucker with a butler, Big Ben Darcy the Third. Big Ben Darcy, everybody's heard of King Darcy, King Darcy the Third. King